Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. Shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer to turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, with more.
Jesus,
only Jesus,
Lord,
only Jesus.
More than a miracle,
more than a miracle,
and
change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, Christ,
Jesus,
Lord,
Lord,
yeah.
Whatever you may go through in your life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you as we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Brian Hansel. His message is entitled, Where Are the Christians? We ask you all to please stop whatever it is that you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. But first, we have one prayer request here. Caller 6371, please state your request.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. This is Mary Perrant, and I am asking prayer. I have surgery scheduled for Tuesday, and I'm asking that you all pray with me that everything is successful. Also, I'm having some difficulty as usual at work and with the clients and some of the staff. And I'm just asking that you all pray with me, that we will be able to get everybody on the same page so that if the community can work well with each other. And I'm also asking for prayer for everyone on the call, the Clark, the LeGrand, and the Baker family. Thank you.
Thank you. 9952, you're on the air. Okay. Yes, Brother Bradshaw did not have anything to say. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to everyone on our call. And Sister Mary, we will certainly be continuing you in prayer at the end of our call. Happy Friday to you. You know, yesterday I walked out early in the morning, and I just noticed that, you know, one of the bright spots in my day, I just love hearing the birds sing in the morning. And you hear Brother Bradshaw talk about this on occasion. And when they're not there, it's a very eerie feeling. It's a quiet feeling, almost a lonely feeling. I mean, it's just very, very quiet, not normal usually for our place with all the trees around especially. And same thing happened this morning. So I was thinking, where are these birds? You know, usually they sing good morning to us and our family. I don't know about yours and where you live. I said, have they already flown south for the winter? Have they flown to another neighborhood? Are they at someone else's house? Are they in a prison of some sort? You know, the song says, like a bird from prison bars have flown. Have they taken off and flown somewhere else? And it made me think of us Christians. You know, where are our Christians? If you go throughout your day, see if you can tell who is a Christian or not, just in your conversations with people. And this made me think of Sister Mary's prayer request. You know, we often see people acting on emotion and irrational from time to time, but as Christians, we always have to be that beacon of light. We always have to be above par, and we're battle-tested over time, but we have to hold fast to our faith. So how should Christians live in this world that is not our home? We're just passing through here. First of all, we have to show up and also be counted. Make yourself known with your presence. People judge us in our words and our actions. Make sure they are aligned. Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing, you may discern what is the will of God and what is acceptable and perfect. In 1 John 2:15 through 17, it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. And I'm reminded of that, Sister Mary, when I go to work every day and I'm facing some obstacles or opposition, you know, I stay on my center. I stay on par. And all of these challenges that we have every day, some of these storms that we face are some that we create as humans, some other people create, and we have to react to those and just make sure you're following the policies of the organization and, you know, just keep your bright smile, keep your Christian values. We're going to run into people that don't see the mission like we see it. But if the mission of the organization is to help people, which is what we're doing as Christians, our mission is to save souls. If the mission is to save souls, help people, there are some people we can change, and there are some people we cannot change. And sometimes in organizations, one of the hardest things to do as a leader is to let people go. And once you get comfortable doing it, it's one of those things that you just keep moving, because that analogy of not being able to save everyone, we have to accept that as Christians. It's true. We can't save everyone. We can't change everyone. They know what the mission is when they sign up for the job, and that's what we expect them to do. John 15 and 17 through 19 says, "These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." So where are the Christians? You know, what does it mean to show up in the world? What does it mean to live in the world, but not of the world? During Jesus' final days of the ministry on earth, he was confronted with the question of home. And the world he spoke into existence, you know, started rebelling against him. The people he had chosen to call his own, you know, chose to disown him. They turned their back on him. Falsely accused, he was battered, he was alone. He stood before Pilate and said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my saints would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place," in John 18 and 36. And that's the mission we're on. All of our audits, that's the mission we're on, Sister Mary. That's the mission we're on, Brother Bryant. We are not of this world, but we are in the world. So what does the Bible say about in the world but not of the world? The world is temporary. We learn this in 1 John 2 and 17, 2 Corinthians 4, 18, Matthew 5, 18. Number two, the world is not our friend. John 15, verses 18 through 19, James 4 and 4, 1 John 2, 15 through 17, as we read. The world is full of trouble. John 16 and 33, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4, and also James 2 through 4. James chapter 1, 2, verses 2 through 4. We also know that Satan's power is very active in the world. 1 John 5 and 19, Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, and you can also find that in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. And lastly, know that Christ has overcome this world in John 16, 33, 1 John 4 and 4, and John 12, 31 through 32. We must focus on things that are higher, things that are nobler. These have allured my sight, as the song says. I begin by saying, first of all, our Christians to show up should be counted. Make yourself known with your presence. You know, if you're on an elevator, everyone starts on the first floor in God's eyes, in our Lord's eyes. Our mission and our goal is to go to the top floor, the 10th floor. But you know, there's that devil that's on that elevator with us. The devil tries to push that elevator down to the fourth floor, the fifth floor, the sixth floor, the 10th floor, the 100th floor. Our goal is to take control of that button and make sure that elevator goes to the top and not to the bottom. You have that responsibility as a Christian. So where are the Christians? We must show up, be counted. Know you're on a higher mission. Step into your purpose and your role, and you will do God's work today. That's our message, and I thank you for listening. With that, we'll have a word of prayer. Father, we start our prayer off by praying for Sister Mary, that she has a successful surgery on Tuesday. Be with the physicians and the nurses and the staff that's going to attend to her during this surgery. And we're praying for a successful surgery and that she will have a recovery as quickly as possible, and that she'll get back to her wanted health and strength, Lord. Touch the the physicians in her care and all of those individuals that will have her life in their hands, but we know it's really in your hands. Lord, lead this lovely sister through a great surgery, as sometimes many of us have to have surgery for different reasons. So it is Sister Mary's time, and we're praying that you watch over her, keep her beautiful smile, keep her healthy, make her strong, let her know she is worthy of everything that you have in front of her. We're praying for the difficulty that she has with clients and coworkers at work, and just give her the strength to know that she is worthy of this position, and she's walking in her purpose, Lord, and she is following your footsteps. And we may not be able to impress on everybody and sell everybody on the mission, and those people may not need to be there, Lord, but that's okay too. In this life, people come and go. There's people we can influence and people we cannot influence. And let Sister Mary influence the ones that want to move the organization forward, and the ones that don't want to follow the mission, let them find other opportunities. We're also praying for the Clark, LeGrand, and Baker family. We pray for our churches, more importantly, the people inside of those churches, the people that stay connected. Where are the Christians, the people that stay plugged in, the people that are trying to find a better day, the people that are staying close to you and that are bought into the mission, not sold on the mission, but bought into the mission. They have bought in. They are leaning in. They are always reading and becoming more educated about the Bible and what it says, and they're learning how to apply it in their daily lives. We pray for our ministries. We pray for the ministers that develop these wonderful lessons on our call. We also pray for our business owners, our truckers, and all the folks traveling. And today, Lord, let us find those Christians. But I would ask us to look in the mirror and let those people find us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.